Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 403 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I chat via Skype with actor Bryce Connor as we're gonna discuss Boiler Room Theater's Legally Blonde, which is their latest offering. So, word of warning: Bryce is in transit during the interview, so there's a little we're living on the edge here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show recording technology here. So anyway. There's some rough sounds, but it's because he's in a car driving and everything else. So thank you for taking the time to chat with me, and we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Hello.
Hello, Bryce. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this will be one of the unique Inexplicable Dumb Show interviews ever. You will be in motion. In transit during this this interview. So, both eyes on the wheel. If you suddenly scream and I hear the line goes dead, I'll worry about you. I'll call the cops, okay?
No, I'm hands-free. I'm totally good.
Okay, cool. Hands-free. All right, so first time caller, a long-time listener. So what are you doing over at the Boiler Room? Why don't we start there?
For this show in particular?
Well, just what's the show? I'm trying to get you to tease the show.
Oh, boy. So it's Legally Blonde, and it's with the Boiler Room Theater, but because they're under some renovations right now, we're actually over at the Franklin Theater just using their space. Legally Blonde, it's got Laura Thomas, Tim from L.A., playing Elle Woods. A lot of Nashville favorites, a lot of people that I've worked with, been sitting on stage a bunch, so it looks to be a good time.
So I've worked at the old space of Boiler Room, so how is staging a musical in the borrowed space differ? Is the Franklin Theater, I've not been in there, is it much larger than the what was the Boiler Room space?
You know, I've not actually seen it in person yet. We're rehearsing off-site because they do a lot of stuff over at the Franklin Theater, movies and shows and cabarets and stuff like that. So we're rehearsing in a different space, but from what we blocked off or masked off, it looks to be pretty similar, to the Boiler Room space, just with a little bit more wing space.
Okay, cool. So what are you doing specifically in Legally Blonde, the musical?
Specifically, I'm doing all kinds of ensemble work. I'm Kiki, the flamboyant hairdresser, in the shop with Paulette. And then I'm also Nikos, the pool boy at the end, kind of gives away Brooke Wyndham's, or not gives away, but proves her innocent. Mm-hmm. Just in the trial. And then I'm in various, you know, dancing or singing in all the ensemble roles as well.
Right. Is there a lot of, is it choreography heavy?
Oh, yeah. Billy Diddy, another national favorite. He is, he's kicking our butt there. But it's all fun. I mean, he always makes it fun. It's always challenging. He has a way of making things fun and really good at teaching all levels. I don't consider myself like a very technical dancer, but he knows how to make me look like I am, if that makes sense. He knows how to teach well.
So what's the most difficult number for you, dancing-wise?
For me, it would be bend and snap. I'm the only guy in that number doing the actual bending and snapping. I mean, there are guys in that number that come in to gawk over Paulette, but I'm actually one of the guys doing the bend and snap because I'm working in the salon, and Kiki, he does real bend and snap. So that's been my most challenging.
So you bend and snap stuck sometimes, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 6'2", and I'm a little guy, and so bending and snapping for me, that's something.
So what's other than bending and snapping, what is your favorite moment in the show?
Oh, Lord. Well, Laura Thomas, she lights up a stage whenever she's on. She's beautiful, she's really funny, but she's also really charming and tender. I don't, like, watching her is literally an experience. Like, it's fun. I don't think they could have picked anyone better, and I'm not knocking anyone else here in Nashville, but having her do that, I mean, it's like the role was made for. So watching her do that is good for me, but for myself, I don't know. Like, I've just been, we just dove in, and I'm just loving all of it, so I don't really have a standout moment that I can think of on the fly.
Other than the bending and the snapping, right? So, I mean, Laura is her name, you said?
Uh-huh.
No, she's the one from L.A.?
Yeah.
No, does she have any ties to the Middle Tennessee area?
I don't know if she's from here. I don't know her entire backstory, but, like, I worked with her at Catherine's Bar, and she's done quite a few shows with Boy the Room and in the area, so she definitely got some roots here. I don't know if it's where she began or whatever, but she's definitely a favorite around here. Like I said, we did Annie out at Catherine's Barn, and I got to know her then, and then she moved to L.A., and so to have her come back now, it's been really cool, and to see all of her success there. She's got, like, a web series that she does there, as well as a lot of theater.
Mm-hmm. Now, how's the music? Is it a difficult score to sing?
I wasn't very familiar with the score, honestly, until, you know, I was cast in it. It's actually quite good. I don't mean to sound surprised when I say that, but it's got a lot of funny moments. It's got a lot of, like, really tender, poignant moments. Got a lot of girl power, and it's got a lot of sass. I mean, it's fun, and it's actually surprisingly, like, deep.
Cool. Now, who's your musical director? Jamie, right?
Jamie Greach.
And Sandra's directing?
We're directing, yes. And they're both incredible. I mean, Jamie, I'm sure that anyone that's familiar with him knows this, but, I mean, he's just insanely talented when it comes to music, so even things that aren't necessarily are written, he can pull out of what people we have. I mean, typically, this show calls for a much larger cast of people, so between the costumes and the music and all that, he's pulling a lot out of us, and he's just super talented, and Sandra can find a bit in anything she directs. She can find the funny anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So how big is the cast? I've seen some pictures. It seems to be 12 to 15. Is it supposed? You said it's supposed to be larger than that?
Yeah, I want to say that I don't know if our exact number, that's terrible, but I remember Billy Diddy saying that at least the ensemble was doubled what it typically is, because there's a lot of quick character changes, some costume changes, mm-hmm. and all that. And the show typically has very few breaks as far as, like, set changes or whatnot. You always had, I guess typically, there would always be people waiting in the wing to come on it and make those transitions really, really fast and seamless. Because the show very rarely goes, like, you know, to a blackout. So they've gotten creative with costuming, and they've really planned out who's in what number and when that person might sneak out of that number, you know, inconspicuously, so that we're rotating in and out of our role pretty fast. And they put a lot of work into making sure that we're killing it.
No, is it pretty much just one character and then another character and then another character as far as your changes, or do you hop back and forth between characters? Does that make sense?
Yeah, some of us, just go straight through, like, new character, new character. I with mine, I return to some of mine a few times. Well, actually, I think just teaching the hair salon colorist, I think she comes back a time or two. But otherwise, I've got new characters every time I walk on.
So what have you found to be your favorite character to play in Legally Blonde?
Oh, by far. I mean, I think he just has a few spoken lines in some of the songs, where he shouts out above everybody, but he's not a very large role, but the fact that I just get to ham it up and just really go for it with that role, I mean, because it's all about the set and the attitude with him when I play it, and so it's been fun just to have fun and find little moments to make him not just another face in the crowd.
Cool. And you guys open when? On the 30th? Is that right?
October 30th, yeah, through October 5th.
Cool. Cool. So nice.
Well, early short run.
Yeah. And they get tickets at boilerroomtheater.com, right?
Boilerroomtheater.com, yes, will take you to their website, and then when you go to buy tickets, it will direct you to Franklin Theater, where they're handling all the ticket sales for that.
Cool. So I will have all the ticket information linked to the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Bryce, for chatting me while in transit to rehearsals. So
yes.
Thank you. Break legs.
No, thank you.
Figuratively.
no real broken legs here.
That's right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank actor Bryce Connor for chatting and driving at the same time about Boiler Room Theater's Legally Blonde. Again, ticket information for that show will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show via Twitter at @inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot of the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we're going to get into, but we'll get into something interesting. As a sidebar, with a little heavy heart here, the IDS has lost one of its own. Co-founder and former co-host T. Quillen's mother-in-law passed away after dealing with a long illness this past week, so with a heavy heart. We know that I know that I speak for all you IDSers out there that we're gonna hold the Quillen family in our hearts and minds as they grieve over the passing. So this is John Malden. Saying until next week. Hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.